Oh, it's Daddy Pee-Pee.
This little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 wee.
Da, 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 wee, wee. Wee, wee, da, da.
You want to what?
Wee, wee, da, da, wee.
No, no, you can't.
Wee, wee.
No, you can't, not here.
Da, da,
look, this is the last time we have the little piggy on a tube train. You'll have to wait.
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale and featuring Pat Coombs and John Comer, with special guests John Junkin, Reginald Marsh, Joanna David, and Heather Bell. Sooner or later, every child grows up, although Mr. Archer keeps saying he wishes his son, Brian, would show some signs of it. But for Brian's son, Albert, today's a big day in his growing up process, his first day at nursery school.
Hello, Mum.
Hey, Lil. If that's the paper boy, come for his money. Tell him I'm fed up with him putting mucky thumb marks all over page 3. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Dad. Well, today's the big day.
Too true. Who'd have thought the day would come when I'd see you after a job?
No, I'm talking about Albert, his first day at nursery.
Oh, I do hope he'll be all right. After all, he's never really been away from you before, Brian.
He's only going to the nursery, not Timbuktu.
Well, I know, but it's a big moment in his life. It won't be long before it's junior school, then senior school, and then, I mean, who knows?
Unemployed like his dad.
Not for long. I've got an interview today at Simpson's Meat Pie Factory. Which reminds me, talking of food...
Watch it. He's about to ask a favour.
Oh, come off it. Anybody think I'm always on the cadge?
Well, you are.
Don't be like that, Dad, even if he is. What is it, Brian?
Could you lend me £1 for Albert's dinner money? I'll pay it back as soon as I get my first week's wages.
Working at Simpson's? You're more likely to get paid in meat pies there. He's a hard governor.
Is he?
Oh, I knew someone who worked there. Low wages, no overtime.
Really?
Poor conditions, bad canteen, the lot.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I hope you get the job, Brian. It's time you started getting some fun out of life.
Right. Take a seat.
Thank you.
Now, it's Archer, is it?
That's right.
And you want to work here, do you?
Well, I hope so.
Have you had much to do with food before?
Well, I've eaten a lot.
Working with food?
Oh, no.
What were you doing?
When?
Before you came here.
Well, first I got Albert fed and potted, then I took him to the nursery.
Are you the only one the Labour Exchange is sending?
Yeah.
Pity. Well, what jobs have you done?
Oh, I'm sorry. You must think I'm a right fool.
Well, you said it.
No, I've been at home looking after my son, Albert. I'm a one-parent family.
Oh, I see. And you say you've been able to find a nursery for Albert.
Yeah, he started there today, so I'm free to get a permanent job.
Well, let me tell you a bit about us, put you in the picture. Simpson's Pies have been around for over 100 years.
They keep fresh a long time.
What?
Sorry, was
we have a tradition here at Simpson's. The firm began in a modest little shop where my grandfather started making pies after his mother died. It wasn't long before he had a reputation.
I can imagine.
And though we've grown over the years, we still carry on my grandfather's tradition.
Must be running short of mothers by now. You must be ahead of the others by now.
We are. Because at Simpson's, quality counts. You've heard our slogan, Simpson serves super sausages. Have you ever tried a Simpson sausage?
No.
Ah, here. Try one.
Oh, well,
go on. Eat. Ah, they're delicious, hot or cold.
Oh, right.
They're delicious, isn't it?
Lovely.
Now you can tell me, have you ever tasted a sausage like that before?
No.
I knew you'd like it.
I think I'll put the rest in my pocket and save it for later.
It's that sort of quality that keeps our sausages out in front. Now, are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Well, yes, about the money.
Good. Well, I see you're dressed all ready for work.
This is my best suit.
Oh, it is. It's just a little joke, you know. Helps labour relations, you know.
What, you mean I've got the job?
Oh, certainly. You can start today. Go along to the bakehouse and see Harry Ponder. He'll show you the ropes.
Oh, right, yes, thank you. Excuse me.
Yes. Is this the bakehouse?
That's right.
I'm looking for Harry Ponder.
If it's about the payments on the telly, he's gone and we don't know where.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, I'm a new worker, Brian Archer.
Oh, well, in that case, I am Harry Ponder. Senior charge hand, union convener and treasurer of the social club. You worked in a food factory before?
No.
First thing to remember, son, hygiene. That's important, that is hygiene. So watch where you spit. Right, now, you'll be on the ovens taking Charlie Owen's place.
Why? What happened to him?
He got burnt.
Ooh, seriously?
They don't mess about at a crematorium.
Oh, he died.
You name it, son, Charlie had it. Those pies of his had so many germs on, they could have walked into the ovens on their own. Come on, I'll show you where you'll be. Right, now, these are the ovens. See those trays of pies there?
These?
Ah!
They're hot, so don't touch them. We've got 20 minutes before the next lot come out, so I'll show you round the rest of the place. This here's the mincing machine. Be careful leaning over it.
Oh, big, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Had one bloke fall in there once.
Really?
Yes. Didn't know he was missing till his Wellington boot turned up in the pie meat.
How terrible.
Oh, not half. He'd only been issued with them that morning. Now, over here's the sausage machine. Look at the skins on those sausages. You don't see many like them nowadays. Skins like inner tubes. Our sausages are the only ones that if they split, you can mend them with a puncture repair outfit. Follow me. This here's where the pie pastry's made. See her over there by the dough mixer?
Yeah.
That's Vera. Just watch her lift those underweight sacks of flour all on her own. You don't often see muscles like that.
Big, isn't she?
Big? She's magnificent.
Fancy her, do you?
Everybody fancies Vera. Whoa. You know, I'd give anything to be one of those sacks of flour. Be swept off me feet and crushed to her bosom. One bloke tried it once, you know. Hid himself in a flour sack.
What happened?
Somebody slung him on a lorry. He had to get a train back from Birmingham. Hello? Look at the time. Better get back to those ovens. Time to take the pies out. Right, open the oven door.
Phew, it's hot. What are you trying to do here? Bake them or melt them?
Careful pulling that tray out. Use the oven cloth.
Right, here we go.
Not that!
Ooh, look, I burnt a hole in it.
That is my hat. You're not a vegetarian come to sabotage this lot, are you?
Good afternoon.
Hello, I've come to collect my son, Albert.
Oh, yes, Mr. Archer.
That sounds like him. Hello, Albert.
I'd like a word with you, Mr. Archer.
Certainly. Be with you in a minute, Albert. Oh, by the way, have you got anywhere I could put this sausage?
What?
A rubbish bin or something.
Oh, yes. Over there.
Thanks. Look at that. Straight in the bin. If there was a chuck in the sausage event in the Olympic Games, I'd win it for sure.
Yes. Now, Mr. Archer.
Yes?
There's something I must tell you about your son.
He's not been stuffing marbles in his ears again, has he?
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's,
Yeah?
Well, I'm afraid we can't take your son at this nursery.
What? Why?
Well, there must have been a mistake at the welfare office. You see, Albert isn't eligible for another 2 months. And we have to give his place to another child who is the right age.
But you can't.
I'm sorry.
But I've just started a new job. We need the money. For a start, I have to buy him a new rubber duck for his bath. I sat on the last one as I was getting in. Bent his beak.
I'm sorry, Mr. Archer. We have to stick to the rules.
Oh, come on, please.
I'm sorry.
If the royal family wanted to put their 18-month-old in, you'd find a way round the rules, wouldn't you?
Mr. Archer, you're being unreasonable. We have no choice in this matter. The rules are there. We cannot have Albert, and that's that. Good day.
Hello, Dad.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's Albert.
What is?
Hello, Brian. And how did Albert get on in his first day at nursery?
He got slung out.
No. What did he do?
He didn't break the place up, did he?
No, he didn't.
Well, there's a lot of you in him. You know how clumsy you are.
Miss Balsam from the Infants was always calling us up about you.
Why can't they take Albert?
He's 2 months underage.
Well, what are you going to do?
Emigrate to Australia.
Not with our grandson, you're not. Dangerous place, that. All them kangaroos chucking boomerangs at Rolf Harris.
No, I was only joking. Look, would you look after him, just until I can find someone to take him for the next 2 months?
Well, I don't know, Brian. I mean, you know what a handful he is, and me and your dad aren't getting any younger.
Oh, I still haven't got him over bending our indoor aerial sideways. It took me 5 minutes before I realised that Fife Robertson didn't normally walk up walls.
Now, look, it won't be for long. I'll see if I can find someone to look after him this weekend.
All right, then. But we can't do it tomorrow, Bri.
Why?
Well, that's when we go visiting your mum's Aunt Gladys. And you know what happened last time Albert was there?
Well, at his age, what do you expect? He couldn't control himself.
Exactly. But she'll need a few years to get over that experience before she can look at Albert again without fainting.
Well, all right. I'll have to see if I can work something out.
No, no, Charlie. When I said I wanted that sausage stuffing, I didn't mean that. I don't know why I'd bother.
Morning, Mr. Ponder.
Morning, Brian. You wait a minute. Is that a pram?
Yeah.
What are you up to then, nicking pies on a large scale?
No, I've got my son in it.
Hello, Dada.
But you can't bring him in here.
Well, it's only for today. You see, there's no one to look after him, and I can't take the day off or I'll get the sack.
Yes, Miss Stinker. Look, I'll tell you what. Put him in the restroom. It's right next to the bakehouse.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Ponder.
But with him and Charlie, this is going to be one of those days.
I see. The pork pies went in at 10. The pasties are due out at 1:15. Or was that the steak and kidney? No, just a minute, Albert. I've got a problem. All right. I'm coming, Albert. Hello, little man. Now, what's up? Oh, your teddy's fallen out. Oh, don't worry. I'll get it for you. And here's Big Teddy poking his head over the side of the pram. Here's Big Teddy climbing into the pram. And here's the Big Teddy saying, "What's that burning smell?" What is that burning smell? The pasties. Wait there, Albert. Now, where's that oven cloth? Ah. Oh, dear. Oh, well, could be worse.
Ah, Mr. Archer.
It is worse.
Good heavens. What are these?
Black puddings?
Let me see. These are burnt pasties.
Yeah, well, you see...
Just look at this crust.
Where?
Well, it's turned into charcoal.
Very healthy charcoal. Good for the teeth. Makes them strong.
What was that?
What?
That.
I can't hear anything.
It's coming from the restroom. Aha!
Uh-oh.
Mr. Archer, there seems to be a baby in here.
Yes.
Does this baby belong to you by any chance?
I can explain.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
You see, I had to bring Albert into work today.
You what?
Well, the nursery...
You're sacked.
Pardon?
You're fired. Dismissed. I am giving you the elbow.
You mean you're letting me go?
Yes. We can't have children in a meat pie factory. I mean, whatever would the health people say if they saw it?
But...
Well, I'm sorry, I can't allow it. I mean, see my secretary. She'll give you your cards.
All right. Come on, Albert.
Hey, where are you going? I've come with your subs.
I've been sacked.
You what? Is that right, Mr. Simpson?
Yes. Well, we can't have babies all over the place.
Wait a minute, Bri.
Yeah?
Goodbye, Mr. Archer.
Take no notice. You stay where you are.
Well...
Get out.
No.
You heard me, Archer.
But will you make up your minds?
That's it. We need a creech.
A what?
A creech. You know what I mean. Where you can leave babies.
I think he means a creche.
That's it, right.
Never. Over my dead body. This is a place of work.
You are victimising the single parent worker.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I can't stand hordes of screaming kids all over the place.
Neither can I, but that's beside the point.
What are you getting at, Ponder?
I'll tell you what I'm getting at. You provide a creche or
Or what?
Or we'll withdraw our labour.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? You watch me. I'll have everybody outside those gates before you can suck a Simpson sausage.
You what?
You've got a strike on your hands, Mr. Simpson.
Well, actually, I don't want to be the cause of
any... Shut up! And you get out of my factory, Archer. And your infant. I'll see you later, Ponder.
At last.
What do you mean, at last?
Oh, I've been waiting years for this. My chance to make a union name for myself. All my time as a convener, no one in the union takes me seriously. And why?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't speak with a northern accent. Have you seen them at their conferences?
Well,
I went up to one once. You needed subtitles to understand what they were talking about.
Well,
and would they listen to me? No, they wouldn't listen to me. Well, now they're going to have to. Because now I am going to be big time.
You are?
I can see it now. My photo on the front of the Daily Telegraph. One arm round Arthur Scargill's shoulders.
Look, I'm very grateful. Yeah, and he's very grateful too.
Shaking hands with Len Murray as I leave a meeting of the Executive Council and give my announcement to the press. No comment at this stage.
But...
No buts. This is where the name Harry Ponder starts to mean something. Now, you go up and see Linda, Simpson's secretary, and get your cards. And don't you worry. You can leave everything to me.
There you are, your cards, P45 and 1.5 days' pay.
Thanks. Well, that's better than nothing, eh, Albert?
Oh, hey, what I do.
Oh, I am sorry. Must be hard for you trying to bring your son up all on his own.
It is. And I thought we were on a winner this time. Nursery place for Albert, job for me. I'd even bought a bottle of rosehip syrup for me and Albert to have a little celebration this evening.
Cheer up, it could be worse.
True. Might have been prune juice.
Could come round and help to cheer you up this evening, if you like.
Would you really?
If you like.
Oh, that'd be lovely. I'll lay in an extra bottle of rosehip syrup.
About 8, all right.
Lovely. See you later. Bye. Albert, you're going to have an early night tonight.
No.
Try it again, Albert. My name is...
Nanas.
Albert.
Ablola. Ablower.
Not exactly an Oxford accent, but coming on. Linda's early. It's only 5:30.
So?
Dad.
You knucklehead. Do you realise what you've done to our family name?
Eh?
Your mother and I. We're talking to an Aunt Gladys when the early edition of the evening paper arrived.
Oh, I can explain.
Oh, Aunt Gladys took one look at the headline right across the front page. Baby in a meat pie strike. She drew the wrong conclusion. And we've been ramming smelling salts up at Hooter ever since. Your mother's still with her.
Well,
well, we'll live this down, I don't know. A son of mine causing a strike.
I'm sorry.
This could finish me on the darts team.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Hello, Albert. Is he whizzy? It's him I feel sorry for.
It wasn't my fault, was it, Albert?
He's only saying that because you're his father.
Look, don't be ridiculous. I don't agree with you, and you're my father. We didn't want to get involved in a strike. It was all started by Harry Ponder.
Harry Ponder?
Yeah, the union conveners down at Simpson.
Well, a right Ponder's end he's made of this.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry, but... Look, can we talk about it later? Only I'm expecting someone.
Oh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nesting again?
No, I'm not. Perfectly respectable girl is coming round for a perfectly respectable evening.
And that's why Albert's already in his nightgown at 5:30.
Well, he needs the rest.
Oh, yes. Did you hear that, Albert? Needs a rest. I don't know what they see in you. When I was your age, I was good-looking. Night-night, Albert.
Night-night.
And remember, O'Brien, stay away from Aunt Gladys for a bit. Good night.
More coffee, Linda.
Oh, thanks. How's Albert?
He's fine.
Oh, good.
Nice of you to come round tonight.
Well, you look so lonely.
Yeah, I mean, it can get a bit lonely sometimes. Babysitters are hard to find, and if I take Albert out late, he starts yawning. Either that or he gets hungry. Then he starts chewing his teddy.
So you stay at home quite a bit?
Yeah. I suppose you go out a lot.
No. Well, I'm quite a shy person, really.
Get away.
It's true. But I don't feel shy with you. You look kind.
Kind of what?
Just kind.
Oh. Look, do you mind if I turn the lights down a bit? You know, less strain on the old eyes.
Oh, if you want.
Huh. It's better in a soft light, isn't it? You know, talking.
Yes.
And saves electricity.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, I'm all right.
You will tell me if it's too... Ah!
What's happened?
I tripped over the coffee table. All right, Albert, all right. Ah! Ah, come in, Albert. Would you put the lights on, please?
Yes, just a minute.
Thanks.
That was quick. How did you quieten him?
I brought him down with me. Do you fancy a game of Monopoly?
Well, not really.
That's good. I'll just get the board.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. I'm not expecting anybody.
Well, hadn't you better go and see?
Yes. Excuse me. I won't be long.
Hello, O'Brien.
Dad, what do you want?
You still entertaining?
Well, we're playing Monopoly.
You what? Go on, pull the other leg.
No, honestly.
Well, I won't come in. I'm not staying.
What is it?
I just come to tell you the strike's over.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, Simpson's offered a rise all round if the union forgets about the creche.
And they've accepted?
Well, what do you think? The lads have got more money. Simpson keeps sausage machines turning them out.
Like sausages?
Everybody's happy, aren't they? There's a picture in the paper of Ponder and Simpson shaking hands.
No. Did he have the other arm round his shoulder?
How did you know?
Well...
It's what they call an amicable settlement.
It's not very friendly to Albert and me. I've lost my job.
Ah, well, there's always got to be a loser, hasn't there? That's life, our Brian.
Yeah, but why does it always have to be me?
You?
Yeah.
What about her in there, eh?
Oh, Linda.
Hadn't you better be getting back to your Monopoly, eh?
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and John Comer as his dad. Also this week, John Junkin featured as Harry Ponder, Reginald Marsh as Mr. Simpson, Joanna David as Linda, and Heather Bell as the nursery nurse.
But is it a bag?
No, Albert, you can't buy Park Lane. That was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.